Just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos adiós. I got him. I got my favorite sponsor. They're all my favorite sponsor. But this one's open for life. I'm so fresh, fresh to death. Here in the 305, there's a place called Hugo Fresh, where we drink mad juice. They've got the right medicina for you. It's where the vida is. Homegrown, local love, community members, and just downright outrageous. They're paddleboarders, they're yogis, they're very LA, very New York, and now they're my sponsors, with various locations throughout South Florida. www.hugofresh.com. They're open for life.
Good morning, Nancy. This is our second go around. Thank you so much for your time. The funniest thing happened. Nancy and I were maybe 3-4 minutes into the podcast, and her reception went out, and something happened to the equipment over here. So, second time's a charm. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. So now it's nice and really bright out.
Yeah, it's actually kind of cold in Miami, which is very, very strange. It's 40 degrees here today.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we in the desert get really cool mornings, but it doesn't take long for that sun to warm things up around here. So, you know what? It's kind of nice. It's about as close to winter as we really get.
You know, having spoken to you already about Pizzeria Bianca, I took my son to Arizona to play in a golf tournament, and the weather was beautiful, and it was just such a beautiful experience being with my son. This morning, I spent the entire morning reading on ADHD and autism and how it affects children, because I wanted to be more prepared for our conversation with reference to how the pill can help children with autism and ADHD, which gave me this enormous feeling of gratitude with being a parent of a child that doesn't have autism or ADHD. And it took me back through the years of all of his little friends and family members that we know that have children with autism and ADHD. And like you brought up in our practice podcast, some of the families are open to discussing it and reaching out for help, and some families are closed. The purpose of this, obviously, is to learn from someone so educated like you, and we can get into your background in a second, but I was filled with enormous gratitude this morning, really, and thinking back to the moments of the tournaments with my son and wanting to really help with this podcast, families and friends that have people that they love that have autism and ADHD, and how can we do that, Nancy?
Oh, that is so awesome, and I, too, and understand what you're saying. I've been blessed with, you know, three very healthy children. And one thing I can say is that when you start taking a look at these kids, so many of the families try their best. They try to have their kids eat well. They try to make a difference with all those things. But how we make a difference comes from the perspective of letting the body repair itself and do the work. And that's work it hasn't been doing in these kids. So what's happened is, for some reason or another, some genetics have occurred, and they literally have been hijacked by lots of different things. Some people will think about it in terms of vaccines. Some people will think about it in terms of, some types of exposures maybe that they had or thought they had. Or some people just absolutely have no idea. But the reality is, the kids with ADHD and with autism from the start have had issues with genetics going the wrong way. What we're talking about today is the ability for something that I didn't think that I would see from the beginning of my studies. And now I do see it, and I'm so grateful, because we're going to have the ability to take something that actually has a pathway to turn back on all of the things that our bodies require to operate properly. When that happens, it's a very healing situation. And that's when we see things start changing in these kids.
Yeah, I think that's incredible. This morning when I was reading and I was going back in time, my son's going to be 18 years old. And I was remembering all of the children that I noticed during the time in the schools and in the events that had social deficits, mood disorders. They showed lack of attention and hyperactivity. And I just thought that, well, you know, maybe that's parenting issues, or they're just hungry or grumpy. But the truth is that later on, it developed into other things. And then the pills and the medicines that are given and prescribed to these children are heavy, heavy drugs.
They are. In fact, my beginnings, when I first went out into the pharmacy world, I did a lot of work in long-term care. That I saw a lot of these types of medications being used in elderly people when they were having troubles and when they couldn't function. And I also had experience in some children's facilities back then. There were a lot of times when children were just turned over to the state. Fortunately, we see that very seldomly now, and I'm grateful.
Thank God.
But I had pretty good experience with those medications, and I knew the effects that were going to be coming from them. So today, fast forward, when I'm able to start working with these kids, of course, the first thing we take a look at is the gut, and we do try to get the gut in the place where proper nutrients are going to go, where all the proper things are going to take place. And there's a lot of work with that.
Nancy, can I gut, when you say gut, is it fair for me to say that's a gastrointestinal disorder?
It totally is. And I would go as far as saying that the majority of disease states starts there, because that's the connection between our head and our food. Our gut connects everything. And so when it's imbalanced and improper and has a lot of problems going on with it, you're not going to get proper development of neurotransmitters, and you're not going to get proper development of mitochondria that are the connectors and the communicators in our cells to all the other cells. So it does definitely begin there, and we have to deal with that as well. When we're talking about the pathway today that we're talking about, the gut is actually very integral in that same part, because we have to be able to absorb the nutrients properly to utilize them.
Okay, so if I have a friend or a family member that is 4 years old and has been diagnosed with autism or ADHD, how do you, first of all, can the little yellow pill be liquefied?
Absolutely. What I love about it is it's plant-based. There's five ingredients in it, and because of that, it has sub-therapeutic amounts in there, but it can be crushed. It can be put into a little bit of applesauce. That's the way I primarily see it being utilized. Mm-hmm. We can blend it in with a little bit of liquid, and one of the things that I know several parents have done is actually blend it with one of the liquid products that we do have that is for brain food. And so what I like to see is just kind of a little bit of a slurry made up. If possible, the more you keep it in hand, the more likely it is that it'll work better. But with so many of these kids, they have very heightened sense of taste and smell. So I tell them, I don't care how you get it in, but what we need to do is get it in. And at the age of four, we're going to be talking about just a half of a tablet. We don't need the full dose, and it splits very easily. And as a result, we're not talking about a very large item. It's very tiny, and that makes it easy.
And you're saying to mix it with Axio?
They can.
Yeah.
They can mix it with that. They can mix it with juices. Now, I know that the literature states that, you know, sometimes it's better to keep the Axio and the Nrf2 synergizer separated by a little bit. But I'll tell you what, if it means getting it into a child and they love the flavors,
sure,
they love it. And the combination of the two just do a tremendous job of opening up the pathways again. And you know what? For me, the biggest thing is that it's enabled me to have many, many, many of the autism and ADHD kids have their medications reduced. And in many cases, with a period of time, it does take time, they have actually been able to get off their medications and go on and do amazing things.
That is probably the first but that you'll hear from a parent. But my child, or but Sally, but Andy is on this medication. Can I give them the little yellow pill in conjunction with this medication? That's the first order.
Absolutely. And I would not want them to reduce medications without being under the care of their doctor and working diligently with the doctor. But what we see is as the child starts improving, the doctor will start reducing those medications because the child is improving and they're not requiring it.
Right.
So what we like to see is working with the physician if possible. Most of them will take a look at the ingredients and say, well, I don't think it'll be harmful. I doubt it'll do any good, because they do not know or understand the NRF, the NRF2 pathway.
Mm-hmm.
That pathway is going to open up the body's ability to start making its own antioxidants again. It's going to put out inflammation that may be at the nerve level so that they're not communicating in their head. It's going to also do some things that are going to be really helpful to detoxifying their body, such as increasing glutathione by over 300%. And there is nothing but your own body that can do that. I don't care if you take an N-acetylcysteine. I don't care what other precursors you're taking. It's regulated. Your body will only put out so much. But when your own body turns on its ability, its own systems, that's when you can see the glutathione come back out. And almost all of the ADHD and autism children have issues with glutathione.
How does this... okay, so we talked about the children. You know, Nancy, you and I had the privilege to get to know each other a little bit better the other evening. And I think you understand that I'm an extremely positive person, and I am a mom. My son has other issues. He does. He's riddled with acne, and he has a weird allergy in his left eye, which we've always thought and blamed it on the golfing and the stuff that they put on the lawn and the grass. Is very strong, those fumes. And my son has always had a bad reaction with his eye. I have been giving my son, who's 17 years old, the little yellow pill, and his acne is gone. It's gone.
It's amazing what the body itself can do. It's so much more powerful than all of the other things that naturopaths or physicians are going to be able to put forth. Everything in Western medicine, including naturopathy, is built on a diagnosis and treating enzymatic reactions and systems. What we're doing here is allowing the body to do that work, which is millions of times stronger because it does it through biofeedback mechanism,
mm-hmm.
turning on and off. And as that pulsatile action happens, it sort of picture a boat that's in a marina that's rocking, and it's going back and forth and all over the place. This is righting the ship. And by doing that, all the different enzymatic equations start to stabilize. Because of that, though, it does take time. And that's the part that's probably the most difficult. We're used to take a pill, get a reaction, take a pill, get a reaction. And it doesn't matter if it's through herbs or whatever. We are talking about the body doing the work, and so it doesn't matter if we're talking about the skin improving, because the body now is going to have the ability from the inside to make all the reactions occur for the skin to start cleansing itself. And we also have, in terms of the skin, a skin product that is going to be awesome for utilizing on the outside, because we have that NRF2, that NRF2 pathway on the outside of our skin that's super important for utilizing our UV protection.
Okay. Now, speaking of skin, also, I have a personal, very close friend of mine that has a child with ichthyosis. And the child is on very strong medicine. Do you think in your history and wonderful background that this too would be affected through the little yellow pill?
Here's what I try to explain to people, because many people come to me for many different things. You know, it doesn't matter if it's diabetes, if it's eczema, it doesn't matter if it's on the outside, it doesn't matter if it's on the inside. The body has the ability to return to normal. Now, what I can say is we don't know if, we don't know to what extent. Our goal here is to have optimum gene expression. That's what we're doing. We're biohacking the genes to have proper gene expression again. When you have proper gene expression, all of those enzymatic reactions start occurring properly, mm-hmm. and you'll start seeing healing because the body has the ability. And so what I would say is I never know. We never can say we treat, mitigate, cure anything.
Right.
But what I can tell you is that the body has the ability to do some amazing things. And the things that we see in terms of outside on the skin are just, short, really, of things we just never thought we'd see. Scars removing, terrible burns. So ichthyosis is just one more set of genes firing off, creating imbalance and creating symptoms. And what this is going to do, hopefully, is help the body to restore itself back to how it should be operating.
How long?
So there should be good improvement.
How long have you been taking the little yellow pill?
It's about 3.5 years.
And is it safe to say that you're just in love?
Oh, you have no idea. I came from a background of having breast cancer and melanoma. When I found out the research on this product through Louisiana State University and what happened in that study that was not paid for by the company that makes this product, I was stunned to see a product listed by trade name. And so I knew right away that there was really valid science, and my goal at the time was to not have any more melanoma. I live in Phoenix. I love to play golf. I'm outside all the time. And the thing that was amazing to me was the fact that it was published and it was listing the product by name. I had not seen that. So when I first started taking the product, that's why. What I didn't know was going to happen was, fast forward 2 or 3 years later, the difference that it made in terms of the health of my overall body, and my oncologist and my dermatologist just really, truly not even being able to explain what happened, the differences in seeing me go from having things cut and burned off me every 3 months to not having any skin issues in the last 3.5 years.
I love not being able to explain things. I love love, and I love being open-minded, and I believe that that's magic. I haven't been on it for 3 years, but I'm going to be on it for the rest of my life. The Axio package says they have to be 18 and over. My son is 17,
we get our hands wrapped up a lot by regulation.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that you've got to be open-minded, and you've got to be, you got to keep believing. And I gave it to my son, and my son thanked me the next day. And I am taking the Axio, and I am killing my calendar every day. And if you are open to health, I didn't wait 2 minutes. I didn't research, Nancy. I said yes. When I heard that I could live one day more, possibly, maybe, I said yes. When I heard that my life might not be extended by one day, but would be optimum quality, I said yes. When I heard that I could possibly make money doing this, of course I said yes. This has been a wonderful experience. But then again, I'm the girl that believes in magic. And I can't get enough of Nancy's in my life, and I'm going to find them all, and I'm going to podcast them all, because how can you not want to spread this? Now, with this information and your wonderful scientific background, I have a little bit more courage to address the people that I love and am aware of that have been affected with ADHD and autism. And I believe everyone can learn from everyone. So you've really helped me. I have a little bit of courage more than I did an hour ago. But I'm going to take this information and hopefully you and I and our time together can affect those families, Nancy. And I'm so happy that you're healthy now.
Me too. I can't tell you how awesome I feel. More than anything, it's that optimum living that you talked about. That's what we want for these kids. And the thing that I want to mention about that 18 remark on the Axio, it just says, you know what, just make sure your doctor's aware. It just, you know, just make sure that the doctor sees the ingredients. And let me tell you, my grandchildren that are 2 and 4 take it, and I do give them a much more diluted form of it, but it is something that makes incredible differences in these kids. I can't even go on to tell you how incredible. But you know what? The doctors will be amazed at what they see in a very short period. And so please, please encourage people that this is going to be safe in kids. They just have to dilute it a little bit, dilute it in half, and the things that they're going to see are just amazing.
Yeah, I'm a mom, and I remember being a mom of a 2 and a 3-year-old, and I remember my son coming home with some strange illnesses. You know, they get them at nurseries, things like third dimension disease and this disease and all these very scary names. And I remember being desperate, and they were just colds and flus, and I would get desperate. I can't imagine what a family that might suspect or knows and is in denial of autism or ADHD. I'm so glad that we had this 20-minute podcast, because at least now I can firmly, I was going to go in confidently anyway, because when you're trying to help people, you have to be fearless. But now I can go in firmly and say, listen, try to biohack the hijack.
That's right.
You know, and I'm so happy, Nancy. And my son's a golfer, so, and he's actually a really good golfer. So when we go to Arizona, we're going to go have pizza at Pizzeria Bianca and golf with you.
Oh, hey, and guess what? My son is a professional golfer. I know your trail. I've been there.
Get out of here.
I'm in junior golf.
Get out of here.
You know what? Oh, yeah. So make sure you touch base with me on that one.
Oh, that's so fun. Are you gonna be at Indianapolis?
I absolutely will be. We'll have to get together and talk about it. Meanwhile, I'm getting ready to, I'm the head volunteer chairperson for the transportation for the Phoenix Open for all the players. I've done it for over 20 years, and it was in regard to junior golf. That was our volunteer.
You're so funny. I just got back from the PGA, North Carolina.
Well, my son's in North Carolina in the summers, and he's here in the winters.
This is so fun, Nancy. Okay, we'll definitely do this in Indianapolis, and thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too, Nancy. So in order for you to get this wonderful product, you just go to www.revete.lifevantage.com. You didn't get that spelling, it's okay. Just send me a private message or a direct message, and I will link you to this. It's a life changer, guys. The buck stops here. Did you like me? Did you hate me? Tell me why. You can find me at www.atrev-t.com. That means to dare. I dare you to contact me. My phone number is 305-903-7160. I'm on Instagram, REVETE. I'm on Facebook, ATREVETE Inc. I'm incorporated. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm everywhere. Contact me. Did you like me? Did you hate me? Tell me why. You can find me at www.atrev-t.com.
That means to dare. I dare you to contact me. My phone number is 305-903-7160. I'm on Instagram, R-E-V-E-T-E. I'm on Facebook, A-T-R-E-V-E-T-E, Inc. I'm incorporated. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm everywhere. Contact me.